Hello? Don't panic. This must probably seem strange to you. The last thing you remember is you just finished your shift in the kitchens and here you are, sitting in this strange room. Please don't try to get up. I'd just like to reassure you everything's all right. But first, can you remember your name? Well, don't just nod. Please, could you tell me your name? Cedric. That's good. Everything's probably all right then. Anyway, I'm Miss Beesworth. You might recognise me from when I take my meals in the dining room, but we've never spoken before. As Deputy Headmistress, there has, up to now, been no reason for me to talk to any of the staff here, apart from the woman who cleaned my office. You see, there's been a bit of an incident. It's been rather scandalous, actually. And if there's one thing we don't like at this deep space finishing school for well brought up young ladies, it's scandal. Now, I have some news for you, and I need you to brace yourself. The last thing you can remember is finishing work in the kitchens, and then here you are, sitting there while I talk at you, and you have no recollection how you got here. Well, 2 weeks have gone past since your last memory, and that's because, embrace yourself, your cybernetic neural implants got hacked. While the implants are very useful for doing sums without a calculator and listening to music without needing headphones, apparently they can be hijacked. Then someone can use these implants to completely take control of some poor unsuspecting soul. And then the poor victim can be forced to do things that are ordinarily quite out of character. And that's what happened to you. There was a criminal. This guy was real bad. Like, super villain bad. He'd been on the galaxy's most wanted list for the last 3 years. Earth years, I mean. His name was Remington Flint. And the space police had been after him for ages. Anyway, he was cornered a few months ago after he virus bombed Mexico World. Like I said, he's real bad. In the shootout, his laboratory exploded and the police thought he was dead. They didn't find his body, but they knew he received a fatal dose of a deadly virus, so they just assumed he flew away in his ship to hide and die. But instead of just dying quietly, he came to our system in his spaceship and hijacked your cybernetic neural implants, taking over your body just moments before his real body died. He then essentially possessed you entirely for a whole 2 weeks. Then his spaceship was discovered and the authorities found his dead body and worked out what had happened. They got a team of cybernetic experts to take him on and hijacked into him, or you. And finally, after a grueling battle, succeeded in destroying him. Then they put your memories back, making you, well, you again. With me so far? Unfortunately, within those 2 weeks, this Remington Flint got up to all sorts of wicked behaviour. Firstly, he tricked all the maintenance and kitchen staff to gather in the docking bay. Then he opened the airlocks, blasting their poor souls into space. A lot of people are very annoyed about that. He also uses science classrooms to manufacture a deadly addictive drug and exported it to the local planet. Now, since he's dead, no one knows how to make any more, and right now, this very instant, thousands of people are dying a slow, painful death as they enter the fatal withdrawal. Also, and this has caused us the most trouble, like I said, this deep space finishing school for well brought up young ladies hates scandal. During those 2 weeks, Remington Flint repeatedly raped all of the students in a campaign of carnal degradation and systematically despoiled all the well-brought-up young ladies we have here at this Deep Space Finishing School for a whole fortnight. And some of the teachers too. Well, the pretty ones anyway. The rest he just locked in the storerooms. Obviously, this is exactly the sort of thing we didn't want to happen. As you are no doubt aware, for an establishment such as this, which prides itself on respectability and decency, this is problematic. Ambassadors, politicians, and royalty send their sweet little darlings here to learn how to walk gracefully and to never succumb to a slovenly posture. They certainly didn't send them here to get jizzed in by the kitchen boy. I can see you're shocked. That's good. Because your actions, and of course, I mean Remington Flint's actions, have caused a bit of a diplomatic uproar. There are a lot of angry men who are rich and powerful who wanted you executed for repeatedly ejaculating in the daughters. Luckily for you, the team of cyber neural experts who defeated Remington were able to convince them that it wasn't your fault. However, it was felt as though perhaps an apology is in order as a gesture, because understandably, some of these poor girls are very emotional about the whole thing. So today, now that you're back in control, you have a lot of saying sorry to do. But not the ones you locked in the storerooms. The ones that survived that are in therapy because of all the cannibalism. Anyway, in a moment, the daughter of the King of Alpha Prime will come in, Princess Sophia. You raped her the most often because she's the prettiest, I guess. Tall with a nice hard body, high firm breasts that don't jiggle too much, and a pert posterior which is just made for riding. Also, she gets really good grades. Although, I doubt that was a factor in you deciding to rape her relentlessly. I'm sure you would have noticed her around, although it's unlikely you'd have interacted with her, until you started having sex with her against her will. So, you need to stand up. She's a princess, and you don't get to sit down in front of her. Come on your feet. And when I present her to you, remember to bow. You seem to be blushing, yet at the same time, somehow, have gone very pale. That's good. You look very sorry indeed. Keep it up. I'm going to let her in now. Princess Sophia, may I present to you Cedric...
Cedric? He's called Cedric? What a stupid name. And he has no stubble. Why hasn't he got stubble? He had stubble before.
Ah, it wasn't Cedric's choice to cultivate a jaw bristling with facial hair. That was just how Remington liked to roll. Part of the whole bad boy thing, I guess. Just so you totally understand, it wasn't Cedric's fault, any of this. And he feels very bad about the whole thing, don't you, Cedric?
And that's supposed to make it all right? I can't talk about it. Not in front of you, Mrs. Beesworth. Please, could you give us some time alone? It was just so horrible. He came into my room and he grabbed me by the throat and he had stubble and he had whiskey on his breath and then he... Miss Beesworth, please, can I speak to him privately so I can tell him how he made me feel?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, of course you can, poor child. I'll wait outside. Take as long as you need. If it gets too much, please just call out and I'll come back in.
Cedric's a silly name. Who's called Cedric, anyway? Geeks. That's who. And also, you looked way better with the stubble. manly and dominant, just so... I'd never been fucked before. Never. Why do you think Daddy sent me to this secluded deep space finishing school for well-brought-up young ladies? To stop me fucking guys, that's why. So I could be married off to the Prince of Castor or something. But now, that can't happen, because I'm not a virgin. I'm a dirty girl. I want you to do it again. Are you deaf? I want you to rape me again, like you used to when you were Remington, even though you've got no stubble. Why are you just standing there? Do you want me to say please? I'm a princess, and you? You're just a kitchen boy named Cedric. I'm not saying please to you. Come on, grab me by the throat and growl into my ear and then throw me down and pound me. And I want you to keep saying, in a gruff voice, you like that, don't you, you little slut? Are you deaf? Come on, do it again. Do you like being slapped? Come on, fucking Cedric. Fuck me like you're Remington Flint.
Princess Sophia! Princess Sophia, I found this half-drunk bottle of vodka stashed out there. Is it yours?
Stop calling him Cedric! I don't want him to be Cedric. I want him to be Remington. And I don't want him to cry like a fucking pussy. Remington wouldn't cry. Remington would grab me by the throat and throw me to the ground and his breath would smell of whiskey and then he'd fuck me hard.
Now, Princess Sophia, this is a respectable deep space finishing school for well-brought up young ladies. You shouldn't have drunk all this vodka. Or any of it. Well-brought up ladies don't drink vodka. And they certainly don't use words like fuck. Just how drunk are you?
Look, miss. It's fucking boring here. It's always been boring here. And it took a man like Remington to show us how to have a good time. The 2 weeks Remy was here, it was the happiest 2 weeks any of us ever knew. Except for the ones he locked in the storage rooms. And when you told us all we were going to get to meet him again for closure... Well, we all got so excited. But he's just standing there like an idiot and crying like a fucking pussy. Well, I want my fucking closure, Miss Beesworth, right now. I want it right now.
Princess Sophia, I'm sorry, but... By closure, I meant that he, the kitchen boy who used to be Remington, would turn up and say sorry for any penile penetration that may have occurred to any of the girls here during those 2 weeks. Because that wasn't supposed to happen.
Fuck that! Closure means I get fucked by Remy. Because Remy, he's the man. And you're right, it wasn't supposed to happen, was it? And Daddy's very pissed about it. Daddy wants him, fucking Cedric, dead. He was going to have you kidnapped, tortured, killed. How'd you like that, Cedric? Except, I talked Daddy out of it, because I want to get fucked by Remington. Oh. Daddy wants you dead, too. So, Miss Beesworth, you better help me out, because I told Daddy he shouldn't kill you. But if I want, I can just have Daddy kidnap you and have your eyes gouged out.
The King of Alpha Prime wants me dead? Why?
Because he blames the headmistress for my horrible defilement. Oh, you haven't heard, have you? The headmistress killed herself earlier today. She probably knew she was going to get the sack for eating the captain of the debating club when Remington locked her in the storeroom. So, you're headmistress now. And the virginity of a princess is worth more than the life of a kitchen boy. It's worth the life of a headmistress, too.
Oh, I've been promoted. That's not fair. Remington raped me too, remember? He drugged me and tied me up. Couldn't do anything to stop what happened to you. Well, I say I was raped, but he only had sex with my mouth. I suppose that's not rape, really. But for those 2 weeks, I was powerless to do anything other than give Remy blowjobs. Sometimes 6 times a day.
Remy liked you sucking his cock?
Well, yes, I'm very good at it. I've got years of experience.
Remy said... He said he didn't like blowjobs. When I tried to suck him off, he'd always stop me.
Oh, my dear child. All men like having their penises sucked on. The only reason they ever stick themselves in our vagina is so that we let them come in our mouths from time to time.
So, it wasn't that he didn't like having his cock sucked. Remy only said that because I wasn't very good at it.
Oh, Sophia. It can take years of practice to suck a penis well enough to satisfy a man like Remy. A man like that, he would have had blowjobs from hundreds of women. You shouldn't feel bad about yourself for not sucking his cock very well.
Miss Beesworth, please, will you teach me how to suck cock?
Of course I will. I've often felt that this deep space finishing school for well-brought-up young ladies often neglects certain important life skills that the students here will need when they're married. Like blowjobs. Now, said Remy, if you could just pull your trousers down and expose your penis for us. Come now, chop chop. Now, don't dally. In order for Princess Sophia to be educated in how to suck a penis, your penis needs to be out in the open. And you need to get erect too. That's a good boy. And conveniently, you do seem to be nearly fully aroused, despite the fact that there are tears in your eyes.
God, look at it.
No, Sophia, no! Don't kneel down in front of him. Remember, you're a princess, and he's just a commoner. Royalty never kneels. Unless it's to your husband, because he's probably going to be royalty too. Except, maybe he won't be now. Because everyone in the galaxy thinks you're a slut. But still, any student at this deep space finishing school for well-brought-up young ladies certainly shouldn't kneel before the likes of him. Remington, please could you go and stand upon this chair so that Princess Sophia and I may be presented with your stiff cock at eye level? No. Leave your trousers around your ankles. Just waddle over there. Like a penguin. That's it. Get on the chair. Good. Now, Princess Sophia, this is a penis. As you can see, it's fully erect. The foreskin is peeled right back, which exposes the rather bulbous head. When a young lady is presented with such a sight, it is normal for her loins to begin aching and moistening, and her first animalistic impulse will be to envelop the cock with either her vagina or her mouth.
Like this?
No, Sophia, not like that. When presented with an erect penis, one doesn't just dive right in and gobble, gobble, gobble. One must tease it. One must apply one's tongue slowly and tenderly, working the sensitive nerve endings of the cockhead into an ecstasy of carnal delight. When that happens, then you may intensify your efforts and take the whole cock into your mouth and work it vigorously until it blasts jets of hot semen into the back of your throat. But first, you must run your tongue under the tip of the cock. Now, I'm going to grasp the cock gently at the base, like so. Pull the skin back, like this. See how the cock swells even more. See how Remington gasps.
Remy wouldn't gasp. Remy would grunt.
Oh, yes. I remember Remy's grunting. It was enough to make any girl's fur sparkle. But that might be expecting a little too much of our timid kitchen boy here. Now, watch carefully. I'm going to apply my tongue to the underside of his cockhead like so. You see? You see how he likes it? See his cockhead swell as if it's about to burst and change colour? See his urethra? That's the piss slit. Dilate?
Ew, he's starting to drool.
Yes, Princess Sophia.
That's called precum. And it's a clear indication that he's in a state of profound sexual arousal.
It's fucking horrid.
Nonsense. And watch your language. Precum is a clear indication that Remy here is profoundly sexually aroused. That didn't take you very long, did it? Must be because you're so sexually inexperienced. Except you're not as inexperienced as you think. Because for the last 2 weeks, you've constantly been balls deep in dozens of our hard-bodied, well-brought-up young ladies. Anyway, if a young lady would like to perform oral sex on her husband, she will inevitably get precum in her mouth. But you'll find it's not as disgusting as it may seem. I know that seeing the horribly slimy, clear liquid flow out of his piss slit will inspire feelings of revulsion in any young lady who sees it for the first time. But in time, you'll learn to not be disgusted by it. In fact, you'll most likely come to relish the taste. Here, I'll show you. I'm going to position my tongue underneath his penis so the very sensitive cockhead is cushioned on the soft, warm wetness of my tongue, like this. And while holding this position with my free hand, I'm going to reach for one of his testicles, like so, and just ever so gently grasp it between my thumb and forefinger and tenderly palpate it, like this.
He's getting even harder, and he's drooling even more.
And it tastes delicious. And it really is good for you too. Now, ordinarily, when you're performing your wifely duties upon your husband, you should spend a long time just teasing the tip of your tongue. But seeing how turned on he is, I think we'll proceed to the next stage. I'm now going to take the whole of the tip into my mouth, and I'm going to remove my hand from the base of his cock. And Sophia, I'd like you to take a hold of it, very gently, between your thumb and forefinger. That's a good girl.
Fuck, he's rock hard.
Oh yes, of course he is. And please, language. Now I'm going to show you how to gently suck the tip of a penis. Now, as I gently massage his testicles and gently suck the tip, you should be able to feel his cock pulse and twitch.
Yes, a lot. He's, like, throbbing.
Oh, well, of course he is. He's getting near the edge. The blood is just gushing into his cock. He's probably going to spew his load any moment now. See how gently I'm sucking on him? Now bear in mind, this is only cocksucking for beginners. I'm not going to show you the more advanced blowjob techniques today. Like deep throating, tongue flicking and ball sucking. Because I don't think he's going to be able to last that long. Now, Sophia, would you like to take over?
Yes, miss. I want to suck on him.
Do you think you'll be able to handle all the precum? He does make quite a lot of it, you know.
I don't mind. It doesn't seem that bad all of a sudden.
Yes, I thought so.
Often being in proximity to an erect penis can excite a young lady to such a degree that she forgets any previous reservations. So I'll move aside, and if you keep your hold on the base of his shaft, I'll continue to palpate the testicles. I want to work up a nice big hearty ejaculation, so be a good boy and squirt yourself silly. Now, he's about to come, so be ready to step aside. I want him to come in my mouth, not yours.
Miss, I don't mind if he comes in my mouth. I really don't. I want to swallow all of Remy's cum.
I'm sure you don't mind. But you've probably never seen freshly extracted semen before, so it's probably better if it comes in my mouth, and then I'll show it to you. Now then, Princess Sophia, start sucking his cock, just like I showed you. No, Princess Sophia. You're doing it wrong. He winced. Try not to bite. The trick is to try and put your lips over your teeth. It's a very sensitive area. Let me show you again. Just like that. Here, try again. Oh, that's much better, Sophia. You are a good girl.
Thank you, miss.
Yes, that's much better. Yes, he's quite enjoying that. Now, Sophia, although you're not getting your teeth in the way, there is something a tad robotic in the way you're using your mouth.
Robotic?
Yes, robotic. Try and be a bit more sensual. Right now, you're a marching band, but you need to be freeform jazz. Take it slower to start off with. Yes, that's better. Much better. Oh, yes. I can feel his testicles start to tighten and lift. He likes what you're doing. Now, if you want, you may increase the intensity of how you're sucking him. Seeing as he's about to come any second, but be ready to step aside.
Please let him come in my mouth. Please. I promise not to get Daddy to have you killed if Remy comes in my mouth.
Well, I suppose so. If you promise not to have Remington here killed either. This finishing school needs him because all of the other maintenance staff are dead.
I promise.
Well, okay then. But remember, spitting is very unladylike, so be sure to swallow every drop like a good girl. Yes, Sophia. And I'll just keep massaging his testicles. And are you going to be a good boy for us? Be a good boy and come into her mouth. Don't be coy. Don't worry about falling off the chair when you come. I won't let you fall. Come on, be a good boy. Anytime you want, I'm going to start squeezing your balls harder and harder. Come into her mouth. Go on, be a good boy. Ejaculate as hard as you can so she can swallow all of your cum. Wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, that was a lot of cum.
Now, when a lady's husband comes in her mouth, it's proper for her to keep sucking. Keep sucking gently until he's soft.
Okay, Miss Beesworth.
That's a good boy, Cedric. You probably just saved both of our lives. But be ready to get hard again. You raped a lot of the girls over the last 2 weeks. So you've got a lot of apologising to do. Princess Amelia and Emma, they're twins, are next. They're upset about the whole sodomy thing that you subjected them to. Then there's Princess Saffron. She's making all sorts of noise about being pregnant. So I'm not sure how much apologising you'll need to do for that. Plus, you'll be working a whole bunch of overtime. Because we're understaffed and everyone in Mexico World is dead. You'll be working as a cleaner as well as in the kitchens. And of course, seeing how woefully inept the level of our students' blowjob abilities are, I think as headmistress, I should introduce oral sex into the school's curriculum. You're going to be a very busy boy. Don't look at me like that, Cedric. You can't go around raping all the girls at this deep space finishing school for well-brought-up young ladies without experiencing the consequences of your actions.